Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
A Pittsburgh area official accused of obstructing police at a Detroit hotel. Cops are pleading court today. WWJ CBeat reporter Vicki Thomas live and local with the details. Vicki.
Yeah, and it came during a pretrial hearing. Brooke, Pittsburgh area controller Chelsea Wagner entering a no contest plea to disturbing the peace and resisting and obstructing the police, which is a 2-year felony. The plea to disturbing the peace is a 90-day misdemeanor, but she was sentenced to 6 months probation. Wagner was accused of interfering with police as officers tried to remove her husband from the Westin Book Cadillac downtown last March. Hotel staff had called 911 to report that he was unruly during a dispute over registration and a room key. Reporting live and local, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
An Ohio woman facing multiple charges of running illegal gambling operations near Flint in Grand Rapids. WWJ News Radio 950's Rob St. Mary reports.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says 52-year-old Evelyn Deed Smith of Sidney, Ohio, was recently arraigned on felony and misdemeanor charges of allegedly conducting unlicensed gambling in Flint Township and Kentwood between July and November of 2018. The AG's office says patrons were offered skill-based games, but investigators determined they were actually games of chance, and that violated state law. If convicted as charged, Deet Smith could see prison time of at least 10 years and or up to $100,000 in fines. She was released on a $7,000 personal bond. Deet Smith is expected back in court in 2 weeks on February 27th in Lansing. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
Something new at the Henry Ford Museum, but it isn't an artifact or exhibit. WWJ's Ron Dewey live and local to explain. Good afternoon, Ron.
We're talking about the new kitchen outlet. It's called Plum's Market Kitchen. You're familiar with Plum's Market already in downtown Detroit and in Birmingham. Well, now they're part of the Henry Ford, and it's seen as kind of a win-win for both parties, for the Henry Ford wanting to revamp the museum's food and beverage selection, as well as for Plum's Market expanding their footprint in Metro Detroit with this kitchen format where you can grab a snack or a healthy food option for lunch. And Dearborn Mayor John O'Reilly says he likes how it can also be a new dining option for his residents and for nearby workers.
This is great because you don't have to come to the, you're not coming to the whole thing. If you want to just come and eat, this is the first time that there's a really good selection where you don't have to be coming to go here. You're just coming for the food.
That's right, because there's going to be a reserved parking for residents or nearby workers who just want to drop in, as well as a separate entrance into the museum right next to the market where they can grab a bite to eat without having to buy a ticket. And along with that, Brooke, there's also going to be, for the first time at the museum, patio dining. That'll be coming later this spring once the weather is more agreeable. Live and local in Dearborn, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
The local store owner getting a lot of attention today after selling a $70 million Powerball winning ticket. WWJ News Radio 950's Mike Campbell has more.
Huron Plaza Liquor Store on West Huron at Waldo Street, west of downtown Pontiac and east of Telegraph, is where that $70 million Powerball ticket was sold. Yusuf Antu and his family own the store.
I hope it's one of my regulars. That would be awesome. Maybe it'll be an extra tip for me, for our store. So we don't know. But I'm just happy and excited for the winners and, you know, for our store too.
Yeah, Antu says he does not know who the winner is, and he does not know how much commission he gets, though a lottery retailer's webpage says about $50,000.
That's like, gosh, it's like the whole year of profit. So yeah, I'll take that. But I'm just excited for whoever wants. You know, I'm excited for that before I'm excited for the commission or whatnot.
In Pontiac, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950.
Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.